Now, Ray Thomas joins us. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, that's good news, isn't it, about the track with the rail in the true. Look, you wouldn't think there'd be any real bias here today, given it's a good three, but lovely winter's day. Really good meeting too, Sean. There's some promising young three-year-olds in a couple of these races early, and then the last two legs of the quaddie are big fields, tough races, but hope there's a couple of winners there for us, Sean.
Too right. Paul Joyce, how are you, Paul?
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, punters. Yeah, terrific, Sean. Looking forward to today. Beautiful day. And as Ray said, good track, rail true, out to Warwick Farm. No, really looking forward to it.
And Glenn Munsey, how are you, Muns?
Very good. Thank you, Shawnee boy. Good morning to Ray. Good morning to Paul. Yeah, isn't it great that we just get firm tracks all the time and then we say that and all they're going to tell you now from Thursday onwards, we're going to get rain. So I've forgotten what it's like to rain here.
Well, looks like a beautiful day.
We don't need more rain, Glenn. Had enough of that.
All right. Now, the first there today, the TAB Handicap. We got a field of seven.
Yeah, we have. And we start with Severance here as a $4.80 chance. And it's got blinkers on for the first time today. Dragon Shadows, a $51 chance. Pandemonium, an odds-on chance, $1.95. Augustus at $9.50. St. Vaduz at $10. Pride of Darcy is a $5.50 chance. And Campaign is an $8 chance. This is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds over the mile. Only one there's any support for whatsoever here is Pandemonium. Went up 230 yesterday, was into 215 last night, opened at that price this morning, is into $1.95. Basically not a bean for any other runner.
Look, she should lead off the inside draw, boys. I expect the Rachel King to bounce her out and control the tempo. Dragon Shadow the Ruffy, he did lead throughout to win at Hawkesbury last start, so he might provide a little bit of competition up front, but that's about it for the on-paces. Severance with the blinkers first time perhaps goes forward, but I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think Pandemonium's definitely the horse to beat here. Paul, getting short enough, Glenn mentioned $1.95, but look, I was taken by that second up winner, Kemba, over the 1400 when she led throughout, dominated her maiden, ran good sectionals and wasn't really tested by Rachel King that day. And I've got no issue with her going up to 1600 metres today. And Paul, I was talking to Gay Waterhouse on Monday and they've got a big opinion of this filly Pandemonium. They're talking flight stakes later this spring. So look, they've always held her in high regard. They even sent Pandemonium to Melbourne for a second start in a Blue Diamond Prelude earlier this year. So she's a filly that's always shown the stable potential. And I think second up at Kembla, she showed a glimpse of what she can do. And I think she can lead and dominate here and just prove too good for her rivals. The one, Severance, he won his maiden well last start, but the significant point today, the blinkers go on for the first time. He just seemed to float when he got to the front at Kimball last start, not quite concentrating or putting a field away yet. The blinkers will help him, and he's the danger for mine. Number four, Augustus, didn't have a lot of galloping room at Canterbury last start when third to run away. It was an improved effort, though, and the big watch horse is the six Pride of Darcy. It's a big leap from Atari, 1,300-metre maiden on debut into a midweek here at Warwick Farm against a couple of promising three-year-olds. But he won his maiden with real authority, Pride of Darcy, and he looks a smart type. Timmy Martin trains, definitely one to watch. But I can't tip against the favourite in the first pull. I think she'll lead and win. Three Pandemonium on top from 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, look, I'm going 6, 1, 3, and 5. I'm going to have a little gamble on the 6 here, Pride of Darcy, Ray, the horse you were just talking about. I loved his win at Taree. He was obviously smashed in betting, $1.95 into $1.60. He struck trouble in the run, he was tightened on the turn, but once he got clear running, he put the race beyond doubt and absolutely ambled through the line. It was as soft as win as you'd see, and he's come away with it with a rating of 56. Now, Pandemonium obviously has a rating of 65, so she's carrying a lot more weight than him today, and I just think he snuck under the radar a bit there, and he's a better horse than that. We know that for sure. It's just a matter of how good he is and how good Pandemonium is. I'm going to gamble on Pride of Darcy at the 550. The one, Severance, blinkers first time could make all the difference. He'll get the last shot at them. Pandemonium, obviously a massive threat. She gets all the favours in front. She's just too short for me. And number five, St. Vaduz. I think he does add a bit of interest. His last start at Flemington, he was held up for a lot of the straight before making some late ground. Perhaps he's just looking for further already. So put him in the black book for some staying races down the track. 6, 1, 3 and 5, an intriguing race to start the day.
Righto, race 2, full field.
Yeah, and the second here is the Pluck at Vinery. Now, this is a benchmark 70 for three-year-olds and upwards over 2,200. We start with Exoteric, who's got Pacifiers on today, as an $18 chance. Meteorologist down from the Gold Coast at $14. Ready for Success at $6. Bon Equus with a tongue tie on, but the blinkers have come off, and it's a $10 chance. Queen of Heights, Darren Flindell's best bet of the day. It's a $3.20 equal favourite. Don Pellegrino is at $5.50. Prescott, the stablemate to Queen of Heights, $3.20 equal favourite. And Centre of Attention is a $21 chance. Now, looking at the changes here this morning, and the best supported runner now becomes Prescott, who went up as much as $4.80 first thing this morning after being a $6 chance yesterday. So it's $4.80 into $3.20 this morning. I can't say it's a massive go, but it is $4.80 to $3.20. And it's got three times the amount of money on it than what Queen of Heights has. And it's $2.70 out to $3.20.
Yeah, look, there's no obvious speed in this race for a 2,200. Obviously, tactics will play a role, but Ready for Success and Queen of Heights, Ray, do look the obvious two to go forward, but it wouldn't surprise me if anything happened here.
Yeah, and these sort of stays, they take it in turns, don't they, Paul? Look, I found this a difficult race to assess, but I've come back to number six, Don Pellegrino. He comes out of a similar Warwick Farm benchmark 70 over 2,200 metres earlier this month. That was won that day by Moore Mowat in a three-way go from Don Pellegrino and Queen of Heights. Now, Don Pellegrino came from back in the field that day. He was powering home late. He'll do it again. He's honest. He's tough. He can stay. He doesn't mind Warwick Farm. Tempo is a concern, as Paul mentioned, because he's a get-back type of stayer. But, look, he's racing well enough to win. Glenn Schofield in good form as well. I'm going to gamble on the six, Don Pellegrino, reproducing his last start effort and swamping them late. The five, Queen of Heights, very consistent, been up for a long time. Ran gamely again at Warwick Farm at last start, and she'll be in the mix all the way for Hugh Bowman. The four, Bon Equus, he's been costly for punters and was disappointing again at Gosford last week, but I'm giving him another chance. He's a much better horse than his recent runs suggest. Back on his home track here, he could improve. I'm throwing in the one Exoteric here for the multiples because the pacifiers go on here. His two runs, his prep, he's shown nothing, but he's up to a trip now where he excelled in England. He could improve out of sight, and that's a big go for the seven, Prescott. Have to consider him as well. Typical staying race, isn't it, Paul? You could take four or five chances here. They're all in the mix. Six, Pellegrino on top for mine. Six, five, four, and one.
Yeah, interesting you found the one there, Ray, because it's the one I've got on top, an absolute speculator. One, five, six, and seven. Big double-figure odds. Ray hit the nail on the head over in the UK. His best distance was when he got up to 2,000 metres. He's getting up to that third up from a spell. He hasn't shown anything over the shorter trips, but he's missed the start badly on each occasion. He's had big weights. They've been sit-sprint affairs, and he just hasn't been able to get into the mix. But it wouldn't surprise me today, different tempo race, perhaps gets out of the gates a bit better. He's still got 61.5 for a reason. He's considered the best horse in the race rating-wise. So at the big odds, we've got Chris Waller trained, Brenton Abdullah aboard. I just think it's a gamble I'm happy to take. Now, number five, Queen of Heights, I think she's the obvious threat because she'll get all the on-pace favours for Hughie Bowman. She's a tough, relatively lightly raced mare, and she can stay. The six, Don Pellegrino, race top pick, just needs a few favours. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's racing consistently. And the seven, Prescott, well, that last start at Melbourne, at Flemington, he was badly held up for a lot of the straight. Once he got clear, he found the line okay, but he wasn't exactly attacking the line. He'd only won one from 12, but obviously the change in scenery could make all the difference. I'm going one Exoteric as a bit of a speculator from five, six, and seven.
Okay, now we move on to the third event. Take out three, Cedarwood, and seven, Chicane.
Yeah, this is the Tab Rewards, a maiden here for three-year-olds over 1,300 metres. And we start with Dissolution, who is a $4.40 chance. Now, I've been practising this all night, Paul. Al-Mahaha, with the blinkers on, with the blinkers on is a $2.60 chance. And I even had Adrian Bott try and tell me how it was pronounced last night when we were leaving Sky Channel. I still can't get it right. Cedarwood came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Primo TiVo is a $21 chance. Smart Edge with the blinkers on today at $4.20. Enlightened Boy with the winkers off at $23. Chicane is out, no deduction. Cook Straight, $15. Highway is a $23 chance. And Smooth Landing at $4.80. If Chris Roots would not ring me while I'm in air, that would be very, very handy. The best supported runner here is Dissolution, albeit it's 420 out to 440 today. It's 280 to 270 to 250 back to 260. And there was money last night for Highway when we did form line, 41 into 23. And interesting to hear Stephen Englebrecht's comments this morning.
Yeah, look, speed in this race is a bit tricky. I've got Smart Edge going forward. Obviously, the blinker's on first time. I'd be surprised if they don't roll forward on him. But there's not a lot of others there that will go forward. Dissolution perhaps goes forward. He showed a bit of pace in his trial behind Speed, but his two race starts, he's missed a kick, which is maybe why he's never been up there before. But, Ray, this is another race, really tricky one to map accurately.
It is, yeah. The point redissolution, spot on, Paul. And even Al Mahaha with Hugh Bowman, gate three, they try and take advantage of that inside gate. He's been ridden back in the field, his two starts. Tough race. Do you go with the obvious potential of Dissolution or the race fitness of Al Mahaha? I've gone back to the top weight Dissolution. I just think he's potentially the best horse in this race. And he showed that in the Gold Coast, only his second start when he probably should have beaten Taking Aim in that close photo finish for the Group 3 Ken Russell Memorial. His only previous start was on the heavy at Randwick during the championships. He's obviously a colt with talent, and I loved his recent trial and a strong trial against the older horses. Spieth won it. Dissolution was doing nice work in the middle of the field, finishing fifth. He's got to carry the weight, got the awkward gate. Where he ends up in the run from the jump is the big query, but I'm banking on his class, Paul. One Dissolution to beat two Al Mahaha. No knock on him. He was really good at Warwick Farm last start when just beaten that photo by Piracy. I think I'll try and take closer a position here from that inside gate too, Paul. If they do, Al Mahaha definitely the one to beat. Number 10, Smooth Landing. I loved her run when she resumed in the Gold Standard race at Canterbury 2 weeks ago. The format of that has really held up, with Gold Standard being placed at group level. She was making good ground late, and I think she did the same again today. And the 5, Smart Edge, was a beaten odds-on favourite in that Gold Standard race. Nothing went right for him that day. Blinkers on today, much more backable price than he was 2 weeks ago. I'm including him in my top four as well. Good race, Paul. Really intriguing what the tactics will be here. Gone one Dissolution on top. 1, 2, 10, and 5.
Yeah, Ray, look, I'm looking forward to this one. I've gone 2, 5, 9, and 1. Al Mahaha on top for me. Sort of two big gear changes if you really want to look at it. We've got Blinkers first time. We've also got Hugh Bowman on first time, and I think that'll be a massive plus for this horse. He was just scrambling a bit over the 1,100 last start at Warwick Farm, got the inside run, flew home, but he just ducked out right near the line, and I think that cost him the victory. He's obviously still a maiden as a result, and with those blinkers going on, I don't think he has to improve much, and he'll be turning the tables today. I'm pretty keen on Al Mahaha. The 5, Smart Edge, same story, blinkers first time. Now, this horse was backed on debut to start odds on, got knocked over by D'Argento. That's been the strongest three-year-old form this season. And then second up at Canterbury's race, had started odds on, got caught three wide facing the breeze and knocked up late. The Snowdens have kept him in work, and I think that's a big positive. They're such an astute stable, you've got to respect their decision to keep him going. Number 9, Highway. Loved her trial at Goulburn behind Pumpkin Pie, who we all know. Adam Eve ran third in the trial, was gapped. She's a pretty smart horse, this High Chaparral filly from Steve Englebrecht's yard. And from Barrier 1, don't be surprised if she's right in the firing line from the word go. And number 1, Dissolution. I've got to put him in my numbers, but I could only find him 4th, despite catching my eye finishing 5th behind Spieth in a trial. What depth there is to this race. I'm going 2, 5, 9, and 1.
Rightio, we go to the 4th head here, take out number 5, Florida, and 6, Mixed Blossom.
Yeah, this is the Schweppes Handicap here, a benchmark 70 over 1,000 metres. And just another series of price changes just before you get to read these out. Realised potential now $3.20. Nick Tock, odds on, $1.75. And at 18 minutes past 10, it was $1.90 chance. Winged Snipper is at $12. Anatime at $21. Florida out this morning, 16 cents a win, nothing the place. Mixed Blossom out this morning, 7 cents a win and nothing the place. Phoebe's Lass with the bit lifter on is a $10 chance. And Brockton Punch is at $9 after as much as $17 it went up this morning. Best supported runner today, one of the better back runners on the program, is Nick Tock. Second pick is now Brockton Punch. And third pick is the Toppy in Realised Potential.
Yeah, well, look, those two scratchings this morning were very important to the speed map because Nick Tock now basically should find the front unchallenged. Wing Snipper drawn outside him, the only other on-pace runner. The four remaining rivals tend to get back in their races. So from a speed map perspective, Nick Tock's gone from a good thing to an absolute moral rate.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. He just jumps, leads and wins, I think. Promising little sprinter, isn't he? Six starts, five wins. His only defeat was a third in the Tab Highway on a heavy 10. And look, he just held off the fast finishing Rebel Miss over 1,100 at Canterbury last start. Had a month between runs, coming back to the 1,000. I think the 1,000's his ideal trip. Hugh Bowman to ride. And as Paul said, he'll just jump, probably lead, and he'll be too good, the two, Nick Tock. Got him on top. I think the four Anatimes on each way contender here in the small field. Been a while since she's shown any form, but she has got good form over 1,000 metres. She's a speedy type, gets in with no weight, can run a race here. The one Realised Potential was good first up at Ramick over 1,000. He's second up here. Whether he has that same sharpness in his legs is a concern. And a three-wing snipper, disappointing first up at Scone. There were excuses for it. Normally, he's a horse who does excel over 1,000 as well. I'll include him in my top four, but Nick Tock clearly on top, Paul. He should win the fourth. Two Nick Tock from 4, 1, and 3.
Yeah, no doubt, Ray. He's my good thing of the day. He's a good thing price now at $1.75, but great anchor if you're playing at the quaddie. 2, 1, 3, and 8 for me. Look, Ray's covered it all. 5 from 5 on good tracks. The speed map says yes. We've got Hughie Bowman aboard. And at the end of the day, he's a lightly raced, highly promising sprinter against horses we've had a good line on. We've seen what they can do. And there are no superstars amongst them. So I think Nick Tock wins this and wins it comfortably. Number one, Realised Potential. Great return in Saturday grade. So it does come back in class. But he shoots up significantly in weight. He goes up 7 kilos off that run. And I just don't think he'll be able to give Nick Tock any sort of weight and run him down. The three-wing snipper had excuses first up. He's better than that. 1-2 last prep. So you couldn't rule him out altogether. And number eight, Brookton Punch. Would need everything to fall into his hands to be able to pounce on them late. But if for whatever reason they do go mad up front, Brookton Punch will be the one charging at them. 2 on top, good thing to beat 1, 3, and 8.
Okay, the next event, the fifth, pulling out the 11 concessions.
Yeah, hashtag the races here, a benchmark 75 over 1,600 metres. We start with Miami Dade as a $12 chance. Argent Dior at $6.50. Fortensky, favourite, $3.20. Sabab is a $6 chance. Tap That with the blinkers on, but the nose roll comes off at $15. Earized at $34. Kokapoo at $4.20. Plaisir at $10. Sovereign Air, $51. Aragold at $10. Concessions is out the deduction, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Tatush is a $21 chance. Best supported runner today and overall is Sabab, who as much as $9.50 first thing this morning, now $6. Second most popular runner overall is Argent Dior. Not a great deal of money for it this morning. Third most popular runner overall is Kokapoo, who's $4.80 to $4.20 today. And Fortensky, when we started the preview, was a $3.90 chance, is now $3.20, and it sits fourth pick.
Yeah, well, Fortensky has to work across to find the front runs. The two that'll make that a bit difficult would be Tap That and also Kokapoo. So they're the three on-pace runners. Outside of that, we've got Miami Dade and Ari Gold, perhaps, from Barrier 1 with those blinkers remaining on. But I'd say Fortensky might have to do a touch of work early, Ray, but should end up in the right spot.
Yeah, I still think he's the horse to beat, Paul, despite that awkward draw. He was really good at Canterbury last start. He and Street Pursuit drew right away from their rivals, had a terrific duel. Street Pursuit did get the better of Fortensky late to beat him by a half length. Then he backed up last week, Street Pursuit, to win again. The form's excellent. Fortensky's been racing consistently all prep. This is an ideal race for him. Warwick Farm, 1,600 metres, good track. Hugh Bowman just needs a touch of luck early, and I think he'll be the one they all have to run down late, 3, 4, Tensky. The 7, Kokapoo, am very wary of this horse. He's really in good form. He romped home at Dubbo and then was even better at Kembla last that over a mile. He's an improving horse, and if Fortensky makes a mistake, Kokapoo is definitely the one who can pounce. 4, Sir Barb, Loved its run last start when it weaved through the field and flew home to just miss behind Nat King Koo. That was over the Warwick Farm 1600. He's racing well, this horse. Claire Cunningham's found the key to Sir Barb. And the two Argent Door, have to include him, comes out of a good race at Rose Hill last start when he wasn't beaten far behind the Pharaoh. But Fortensky, Paul, he's going well enough to win this, and I've got him on top, 3 Fortensky from 7, 4 and 2.
Well, we'll box these up, Ray, in the first four. I'm 4, 3, 7, and 2. I've got Sir Barb on top, though. I think he's going terrifically well, as you just mentioned. That last start, second behind Nat King Koo, he really attacked the line. And the run before that at Canterbury, it was a leader-dominated affair, won by Special Missile, who's since gone to Saturday Grade and won again. The runner-up was Noshio. Third was Imanui. Strong, deep form race. Since this horse has gone to Claire Cunningham, he's gone to a new level. And Josh Adams got a good feel of him last start, and I think today, from that soft draw, he'll be winning. Number three, Fortensky, is the obvious threat. It just worries me now that he's been beaten his last three when fighting out close finishes. Just starting to concern me a touch with him that he doesn't have that killer instinct. The seven, Kokopoo, well, he's burst onto the scene with those two wins at Dubbo and Kembla. Always tougher coming to town, but he's doing everything right on pace. And the two, Argent Door, up in distance but back in class. If he runs out a strong mile, he could definitely get over top of these. I'm backing the four, though. 4, 3, 7, and 2.
Right, now we go to the next race. 6 Planet, number 2, Pure Rebel, 4 LA Cheval, and 16 Tip Top.
Yeah, this is the Ascot Restaurant, a benchmark 75 over 1,200 metres, where Rajani, the toppy here, is a $10 chance. Pure Rebel is out. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a deduction, the scratching this morning. Butter Unite at 15. LA Cheval out, no deduction. Centro Superior, 15. The Grandson at 26. It's had a tie-back operation since its last run back in February. Hammond Lane at $34. My Kind at $41. Chapelco comes back as a gelding, and also the blinkers are off, and it's a $23 chance. Perizada at 7. Eminent Duke at 26. Red Is the Rose, $4.40. Boston Light at 15. I Am Serious with a lugging bit on, $3 and favourite. And a Chelere is an $11 chance. Tip Top out, no deduction. Only horse have shown any great interest here is in I Am Serious. Went up 5, was into 3.20 yesterday, opened 3.20 this morning, into $3. Second pick is Red Is the Rose, who's been 6 out to 6.50, back into 4.40 so far today. And third pick, an extremely long way away from those two runners, is Accelere.
Yeah, big field. We should get good speed and decent pressure. Accelere off the inside gate will lead. I think the other on-pace runners here look to be Eminent Duke, Red Is the Rose, and also I Am Serious should press forward from that gate. So, Ray, 1,200 metres run at a true pace. They should all get their chance.
Yeah, good race. His last two legs of the quaddy, Paul. Plenty of depth for them, but I like the 14, I Am Serious, from the 12, Red Is the Rose here. This is a very talented mare, I Am Serious. Just had the three starts all in the bush, but three dominant wins earlier this year. And I love the way she just sits off speed and then pounces on her rivals, really attacks the line. Been transferred by her owner, Bob Hare, into the Chris Waller stable because he just thinks she's too good for bush racing. That's a really good sign. Chris Waller's given her two trials, I Am Serious, going into today's race. Both been excellent trials, and particularly the most recent one when she was matching it with a Group 1 winning sprinter in Takedown. Just needs a touch of luck from an awkward gate, but if she can find any sort of cover early, watch for her late. She's got a tremendous finishing sprint, the 14, I Am Serious. The 12, Red Is the Rose. Promising type. Not surprised that Glenn mentioned it's been good money for her. She won a race at Sandown earlier this year by 4.5 lengths, leading throughout and dominating. Then stepped out in the Group 2, the CUNY, behind a horse called I Am a Star, who was flying at the time. And she was competitive that day, running fourth. She's resuming off a spell here. Definitely the one to watch. The 5, Centro Superior. He's in great form. Loves Warwick Farm. Chasing the hat trick here. Must be included. And the 10, Perizada, also good at Warwick Farm at last start. Another definite chance. Plenty of depth to this race, Paul. I like the 14, I Am Serious. I think it can maintain its unbeaten record and win first up for the Chris Waller stable. 14, 12, 5 and 10 in race 6.
Well, Ray, we don't even have to box them up this time. We'll just nail this first four in order. 14, 12, 5 and 10 for me. It'll pay all right if it finishes in that order as well, Ray. We'll be out for dinner tonight. Look, I Am Serious, clearly on top. Interesting for me, Ray, because this horse would have been an ideal country championship sort of horse.
Yeah.
But the fact they've given it to Chris Waller tells me We're not even going to worry about that. We're going for Black Type and Better. So I Am Serious, off her trials, she did run second to Takedown in her last trial, a Group 1 winning sprinter, whilst Takedown was cruising through the line. So was I Am Serious. So to be mixing it in that sort of company in a trial tells me she's going to be much too good today. I think Bad Luck's the only way she can really get beaten. She has got a slightly tricky gate to overcome. The 12 Red is the Rose. Raiden hit the nail on the head. That Melbourne form's super strong. That CUNY Stakes fourth behind I Am A Star. Yes, she was benefited that day by the way the track played, but it's still great form for a race like this first up. Number 5, Centro Superior, track and distance specialist. Just so happens he's bumping into two very smart ones today. And the 10, Perizada, similar story. She's tough, she's consistent. She's probably better on soft tracks, and she is meeting a couple of really good ones today. So for me, it's same as Ray, 14, 12, 5 and 10.
And we go to the final event, race 7, the Tab de Condorieu handicap, put out 3, Minor Freccia, also number 9, Awoke, 16, Choice Lager, 17, Charming Lad.
Yeah, this is a benchmark 79 over 1,400 metres, and the way we are, the toppy here, is a roughie at $81. He's a given at 26, Minor Freccia came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Richard I at 34, we've got Tenorino at 13, Bolero King at 6.50, Sky Limit at 11. Geez, I like it when they change it when you're reading them out. Jemadar is at 15, Awoke out, 22 cents a win and 16 cents a place. Gretna at 6, Shotgun Roulette at 13, Hartlings with the blinkers off at 9, Kelvin Side with the cross noseband on at 21, Royal Navy, favourite at $3, Winebush at 16, Choice Lager out, no deduction, Charming Lad out, no deduction. Now with Awoke out, the best supported runner becomes Shotgun Roulette, who's actually 11 out to 13 today. The activity on the race this morning is minimal. Second pick is Gretna, third pick is Tenorino. Just looking at today alone, and no runner yet to get to four figures, Gretna in front of Royal Navy, and then Sky Limit. So they're all over the place in the last.
Yeah, well, map-wise, Glenn, Gretna should lead from that draw, and the two that apply the pressure look to be Richard the First, and the other one that will apply some pressure. It could be Jemadar or Bolero King who've drawn out wide. So I think they'll move along reasonably well over the 1,400. We have a good-sized field at least, Ray, so that should keep the pressure on, and I do think they'll be coming from everywhere in the straight.
Yeah, good race to finish off the day, isn't it? Look, I like Royal Navy. Hopefully he can take advantage of that inside barrier. He's a promising colt. He's short enough now at $3, but he showed a lot of promise last season. I remember a day he won at Rose Hill. He beat the Pharaoh and Echo Effect. That's very strong form. The Snowden stable then gave him a chance in a Group 3, the Spring Stakes. He was unplaced behind Invincible Gem that day. But resuming here, comes in off a super trial recently at Gosford behind Art Lee when he was really going nicely through the line outside of a handy horse in Art Lee. The barrier is a slight concern because he'll probably be back off the speed. We need a touch of luck, but he's a horse with a lot of upside, Royal Navy, and I'm going to back him in here first up, the number 14, Royal Navy, to resume on a winning note. The big danger is number 5, Tenorino. Loved the way to attack the line to beat Fortensky at Warwick Farm last start. Fortensky's then come out and run a good race behind Street Pursuit, but Tenorino, the way he peeled off Fortensky that day and zoomed past him, it was terrific. He's a horse in really good touch at the moment. Clary Connors has got two good chances here. Two he's a given. Loves Warwick Farm, is second up here. He'll improve off a pretty handy first up effort behind Kings of Leon. And Bolero King, number 6, didn't have a lot of luck last start at Randwick. His form prior to that was good. I think they're both excellent each way chances and a tough closer for the day, Paul. 14 Royal Navy on top for mine. 14, 5, 2 and 6.
Well, we'll just pair up with the Quinella here, Ray. I'm 5, 14, 11 and 8. I'm backing Tenorino each way at the $13. Ray's got him second pick. I've got him top pick. Very sharp win last start gunning down Fortensky. Made Fortensky look second rate going straight past him there. So we'll get a good guide on that form by this stage of the day. If you're worried about his sixth at Kembla the start before that, don't be. He was a certainty beaten when badly locked up along the fence. And once again, a horse that Claire Cunningham seems to have got hold of and just taken to the next level straight away. Number 14, Royal Navy, the obvious threat. He must get a lovely run. He's a classy four-year-old entire, as Ray said. And his trials in particular this time in have been spot on. Number 11, Shotgun Roulette. Here's a horse that loves a good track. She'll relish these conditions. first up win at Coffs Harbour was outstanding. She rocketed home, and she's a horse who is a country championship type. It's no surprise the money's come for her. And I thought the best of the rest here. Number 8, Jemadar, bumped into Missile Coda first up at Canterbury off some very good trials. Missile Coda thumped them that day. But Jemadar was very good in second. With any luck from a tricky gate, he can definitely get into the money. 5, 14, 11 and 8 in the last.
All right now, Ray, what's your best?
Yeah, I did like Pandemonium in the first. Sean, race 1, number 3, Pandemonium. I just know she's into about $1.80 now, so she's getting very short, but into race 6, number 14, I am serious. I'm pretty confident she can maintain her unbeaten record, Sean.
All righty, Paul, what's your best?
No doubt, Nick Tock, race 4, number 2. You've got to take $1.75, but you should be collecting. And the value bet, race 7, number 5, Tenorino, $13. Each way looks a steal, and I don't think it'll start that generous odds.
All right. Just before you go, Munns, what's been best back?
Pandemonium in the first is race hit into 180 now. When we did the start of the preview, it was 195. Nick Tock's firmed right up, as Paul said. It would probably be the second best supported runner on the program, Nick Tock. That's in race number 4 with those scratchings there, but it was 180 now. And definitely I Am Serious was the first horse they backed on Monday when the markets went up in race number 6.
All right, good on you, Munns. Have a top day.
Yeah, just quickly, the jockeys challenge, Sean. Huey Bowman, the favourite in the jocks there at 160. Kieran McAvoy, 5. Blake Shin, 650. Brenton Abdullah, 8. Corey Brown, 12. Glyn Schofield, 35. Any other jockey, 41. Michael Walker, 81. Our preview will come to you from Warwick Farm at 12 o'clock on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
All right, good on you, Munns. And Ray and Paul, have a great day, whatever you do.
Thanks so much, Sean. All the best.